Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend. Frank Rush here. It's good to have you along as we do another Focus on Community this weekend. And this weekend, we're going to talk about something kind of interesting that we've all heard about, but maybe haven't thought about in a while, and maybe never fully understood, unless we're involved in it, exactly how it works. Joining us today is Brett Taylor with Junior Achievement of the Wabash Valley. Brett, how you doing today?
Not too bad, Frank. How's it going?
Not too bad. Tell us exactly, what is your job with Junior Achievement? I know it's keeping you busy.
Well, so my job is actually as district manager. So I serve 10 counties here in the Wabash Valley in western Indiana and eastern Illinois, and we provide financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship programs to K-12 students.
If folks go looking for you online, you're actually kind of falling under the St. Louis umbrella. It actually encompasses a whole big area, and that's kind of where you fall, right?
Yeah, I'm actually the furthest east employee of Junior Achievement of Greater St. Louis, but it is kind of difficult to find us at sometimes because we are affiliated with the St. Louis office.
Tell me a little bit about the history of JA. How did this start, and what's the goal? Because I know it really hasn't changed over the years, but it has, you know, like a lot of things have. It's a little bit different now than what it was back in the beginning, but tell us what Junior Achievement was in the beginning.
So Junior Achievement started out as what we call now our company program. So it's a chance for young people to go after school and learn how to start their own business, build a product from concept to prototype to production to sales, and get a chance to learn what it's like and learn what entrepreneurs go through.
I imagine, as with most things, the internet has kind of changed how that, from what it started out to what it is now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So the students are much more able to search for ideas and take new ideas into concept, and I think it also helps on the other side of understanding what products are out there and what things that they have to be aware of and not duplicate.
Yeah, when you teach them about marketing and how to get that product from A to B and then eventually get it into the consumer hand, that's changed a lot over the years.
Absolutely, yeah. Marketing is definitely a different strategic plan now.
Really, you guys are very much a hands-on, in my opinion anyway, a hands-on business class. Is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, so now instead of just the company program, we have several offerings. We have what is probably our most popular is our KIPP-based program. So we have in-class programs that are presented by volunteers primarily. And the volunteers actually go through and they present a pre-designed curriculum, and it's covering those concepts, again, of financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship. So they take these concepts, we've designed programs and lessons around these ideas, and created fun little activities and hands-on basically games and programs for the students to participate in. So it's pretty easy for the volunteer to facilitate, but they actually get to actually talk to the students about that and share with them their experiences.
You talk about the programs that are put together. Exactly who did put all those together? I'm sure it took quite a long time to get it all done right too, right?
Yeah, so Junior Achievement is a global organization, but our main area for our area for our USA office actually puts that together with help from different program sites. So we have program sites in St. Louis, all across the U.S. There's about 170 plus offices all across the U.S.
Wow. So talk to you a little bit about the program itself. You go what? This is basically a kind of like a high school age type program, right?
No, we start in kindergarten, and we even have pre-K programs, and we go all the way through high school seniors, yeah.
Well, of course you do, because everything starts earlier nowadays. So.
Amen.
Why did I not know that? So talk to us. What are you teaching kids in the younger grades?
Younger grades, we actually, the way that I often describe it is we start from a microeconomic level to a macroeconomic level from K through 5. So kindergarten students start off with a program called JA Ourselves. And the students understand things like wants and needs, how they as an individual should act within their family unit as economically and through understanding things like, again, the wants and the needs of, do I want this or do I need this? And my parents have to provide this for me. So how should I really be able to help them out by identifying those wants and needs? We go through to first grade program is our families. Second grade is our community. Third grade is our city. Fourth grade is our region. And then fifth grade is our nation, where we talk about how the U.S. operates in a free market economy.
These are skills that do you find, as I think some people have made the comments, at least publicly in a lot of areas, if you watch social media and that kind of change, kids just don't understand how things work anymore. And this is something that's right. Very important that kind of teaches them, this is how you balance your checkbook and this is why you do it.
Well, I think that's one of the things that I love the most about Junior Achievement is that we are taking those concepts that everyone says students should know more about. These are the life skills that you need to be successful in your life. And as we've seen with things like the Red for Ed Day for our teachers are being asked to do more and more with less and less time and less resources. So the way that I look at this program for Junior Achievement is we're bringing back those life skills to our students by also not asking a ton more of our teachers. We're bringing volunteers to teach these programs for the most part.
And talk about the volunteers. Who are the people that actually help you carry the JA message? Who are the ones that are actually teaching kids how this all works? Where do you find these folks?
Well, it's pretty wonderful in the Terre Haute and Wabash Valley community because we have a lot of great institutions that really help us out. Probably our largest base of volunteers comes from our banks, our banking industries, and our higher ed institutions. However, we get volunteers from everywhere. Really, the programs are so well designed, so simply built that just about anyone can be a volunteer. So we even have, at times, we've used high school students as Junior Achievement volunteers for the younger grades, where like a National Honor Society student might come back and volunteer with a kindergarten or a second grade program if they want to be a teacher someday or if they want to be involved in financial literacy and education. So we have volunteers from everywhere and we're always looking for great volunteers from everywhere. You don't need to be an expert or the president of a bank to volunteer with JA. You could be anybody.
Wow. And of course, anybody who's got any kind of business experience too, to share with the younger generation is always welcome because that's where you get a lot of good teaching moments from people that actually have gone out and started and run their own business.
Exactly. Yeah. Those individuals are always wonderful to have, especially because they can share their real life experiences.
Now, talk to me about how hard is it to get kids interested in Junior Achievement? Because this is something kind of above and beyond the regular classroom work and day in, day out ordeal. This is something that's, after class time. So are you finding a lot of kids that are interested in this too?
Well, actually, that's one of the ways that Junior Achievement has changed. So we're actually located inside of the classroom time now. So we come in. Our volunteers schedule times with the teachers who request the program, and they teach during the school day.
No.
So the students are what you might say is a captive audience, but I'll tell you from teaching, I teach about 30 classes or so per year myself because we're always in need of great volunteers. The students love it. It's a great time for them to break up their day, change into something different, and apply those skills they're learning to something in real life. So the math skills that they're learning and wondering, why do I have to figure this math problem out, then becomes a real life problem of how they can gain more money in their pockets.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing because that's what we're all about. We like to have an extra buck or two in our pocket. Junior Achievement has just recently created an impact study, which kind of shows just exactly how you guys actually affect those that you come into contact with. Tell me a little bit about what does this study show for folks? What kind of payoff is Junior Achievement?
Well, the study is we've done a national study and we've done more locally. We've done a St. Louis area study that we're looking to keep expanding on and potentially even reach out more to the Wabash Valley. We have some stats here, but we'd like to do a little bit more even in the future. But that basically shows us some of the big stats are students who have been participating in Junior Achievement, how many have completed their high school diploma, how many have gone on to complete bachelor's and advanced degrees, how many have moved from one level of income, like a one socioeconomic status, such as low income, poverty level, to middle and upper income. And some of those stats are just completely phenomenal of how many students we've impacted and how students have attributed and alumni have attributed their success to what they learned in Junior Achievement and, more importantly, who their mentor was.
Yeah, and the important thing about JA, too, is that kids who may have started out kind of on a low economic level have managed to work their way up because of some of the things that they've learned. It also kind of sparks their interest, too, right?
Exactly, and that's some of the fun things that I see when I talk to volunteers who come back now to be JA volunteers that were participated in as a student. They talk about how they've started their own businesses and that Junior Achievement gave them that belief. And that's the most powerful thing I think that impact study tells us is that students are believing in themselves because of the impact that JA had on them.
Are you looking for more volunteers so you can impact more students in more schools? I'm assuming, you know, you're obviously in some of the Vigo County schools, but are you also in some of the outlying schools as well?
Yeah, so we have a pretty heavy base here in Vigo County, but we also reach Park, Vermilion, Sullivan, Clay in Indiana, and then some of our Illinois counties that we're hoping to grow more in are Clark, Crawford, Cumberland, Edgar, and Jasper.
And as always, you'd like to grow more, but you need more volunteers in order to do that too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I taught around 30 or so classes myself last year, and I would love to have some help so the students don't just hear from me, they hear from somebody who has those relevant experiences, especially like healthcare or information technology. We have lots of students who want to do these things and would love to hear somebody who's doing them already.
That's what I was going to ask you was, you know, going out and teaching all these different classes, not just yourself, but also the volunteers that go out as well. What's the most interest out there? What are kids most interested in when they learn about the, you know, the economy that they're about ready to get into or into already and where they're going to grow and work? And, you know, what's their interest? Where's that lie?
Well, it's kind of all over the board, as with everyone. I see a lot of students who are interested in more of the technology areas. Healthcare is a huge one. I can't tell you how many students I've seen that want to be a veterinarian and have never met a veterinarian or don't know what it takes, but they know that that's what they want to do. They want to work with animals. We're really looking. We've got students all over the place, but I'll tell you some of the areas that are in the most need are areas where we don't have students that are interested. And I think by having those volunteers in the classroom, they could share and spark that interest of, hey, here's where we need you for the future. These are the jobs that are going to exist when you graduate from high school.
And for those that are thinking about maybe volunteering with Junior Achievement, especially in some of those fields, it's kind of like, hey, this is how you kind of help grow the interest and help grow your replacement class, so to speak, because without the interest, then a lot of times we're left wanting.
Exactly. And that's the way that I kind of look at things is these volunteers are, like you, I think you put it beautifully there, is they're replacing themselves for the future. They're growing the next class of professionals, but if they're interested in volunteering, that I would love for them to reach out. I'm always happy to sit down one-on-one or to present to a group to share what all it takes to be a volunteer. They can also visit our website at jastl.org/Wabash-Valley.
When do classes normally run? I mean, I know there's kind of like a calendar, at least there used to be, is my previous understanding. Things may have changed a little bit, but there's a certain time of the year where classes start and end. What's the calendar like?
The calendar is we do classes all year round. However, here in the Wabash Valley, we are mostly focused in the spring. We've had a lot of teacher interest over the years in spring, and due to our previous organization, that's when we used to run classes the most, was springtime. So that's usually when the majority of our classes hit, is right in the springtime. So anytime January through May, we're running classes and getting individuals involved.
Okay, so this would be a great time then if you've got a little bit of an interest, if somebody's listening and they think, hey, maybe I might like to do this. Well, now's the right time, and this is when they need to get a hold of you, right?
Exactly.
So, okay, so folks want to get involved and maybe they want to do something. How do they get a hold of you and where do they look?
Again, as I mentioned, they can reach out online. They can also email or call our office at 812-232-6230. Or my email is btaylor@jastl.org. And those are always great ways to reach me. And I'm happy to, like I said, sit down with any individual who's interested, share versions of our kits. I'm more of a hands-on person, so I like to show those and let individuals see those, see what they look like, see what they'd be teaching, and really look through and see what would be the most interesting to them.
And it's my understanding, too, that you don't necessarily have to be a teacher in order to have a good time and be of use to these classes. You just kind of have to love what you do and want to share it.
Exactly, and that's one of the great things is I have a lot of volunteers who will say, you know, I don't know, I'm not great with kids, or I'm not a great teacher. I don't know, I'm not skilled in that area. I just like what I do. And what they find and what I find is when they get into the classroom, they share what they're doing. It's exciting for them. It breaks up their week and they can share these great experiences and great things that they make impacts with and with their career. And it's kind of rewarding to see the students' eyes light up and say, well, that's what I wanted to do, but I never knew that that existed.
And if you don't have a lot of experience with kids, contrary to popular belief, they probably won't hurt you.
I've had no one bitten in my 3+ years so far.
Okay, now one time, Brett Taylors with Junior Achievement. And again, folks, look for you on the web at?
JASTL.org/Wabash-Valley.
Okay, and they can also, again, they can email you too, and you said your email address?
It's btaylor@jastl.org.
And, of course, if you want to hear a repeat, you didn't quite catch all that, all you have to do is, and if you missed anything in our program today, you can actually go to our website, scroll down a little bit, look for Focus on Community, and you will see Brett's picture there, and you can click on that. You can download the entire program you just heard as a podcast, or if you missed parts, you can listen to it over, or you can listen to it directly offline and stream it there. Brett Taylor with Junior Achievement, thank you, sir, for being with us today, and thank you for listening. We'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.